Our learning is sponsored by Ruth and Philip Roth in memory of their son, Yonatan Aryeh and Yitzhak Shraga Zecharono Levracha. Mazel tov again to Zach. It's also a zechus for us to, I'd like to acknowledge the presence of Rabbi Ezra Bikshlita, who is joining us tonight. The Mechabit, I wanted to address a new Shiloh this week. Our Shiloh of the week will be an abridged Shiloh this week. Having finished the halachos of Chanukah, I want to discuss a Shiloh that I received recently, which is the following. When the Shliach Tzibor finishes Chazaras Hashatz, should they be taking 3 steps back at the end of the Chazaras Hashatz the way they do at the end of their Tefillas Lachash, at the end of their private Shmona Esrei, of course, we take 3 steps back at the end. Is that the expectation of the Shliach Tzibor as well? Should they be doing it? Should they not be doing it? What is the halacha in this circumstance? It's really, again, it's a se'if in Shulchan Aruch, but it actually opens up some broader discussions with actually interesting ramifications for our understanding of the text of Shmona Esrei. The narrow question appears in Simon Kufchav Gimel of Aruch Chaim's If Hey, where the Mechaber says as follows: Gam Shliach Tzibur Tzarech Lifsoa Shalosh Pesiyosh Kishem Espalo Belachash. The Shliach Tzibur should take 3 steps back when they dive in their own private Shmona Esrei. Uchshe Yachzor Atvila B'Kol Ram Eino Tzarech Lachzor Lifsoa Shalosh Pesiyos. However, when they conclude the Chazaras Hashatz, when they do the Tefillah B'Kol Ram, the Tefillah on behalf of the entire Tzibur, they do not need to take 3 steps back. Mr. Bruin of Katan Yutes, noting the language of Eino Tzarech, immediately says, he doesn't have to do it, but it's not also for him to do it. It's not a problem if they do it. So if they do take the 3 steps back, you need not protest, but it is not necessary. It's not, strictly speaking, required. Now, why is it not required? So once I've gotten earlier, the Mishnah Berurah comments and says the reason why it's not required is the somech al hapsiyos al kaddish she'achar uval etzion. We know that at the very end of uval etzion, you're going to be reciting a kaddish tiskabel, the full kaddish. That kaddish tiskabel is really, in certain ways, almost like an extension of the Shmona Esrei itself. It's certainly connected to and building on the Shmona Esrei itself. So when you take the 3 steps back at the end of that kaddish, that will be sufficient for the 3 steps back on the Shmona Esrei. Now the Mishnah Berurah notes, of course, there's a lot that happens between your Shmona Esrei and that kaddish that you recite after Uval Etzion. Afal pi shemafzikin bekriyas haTorah v'halal v'avinu malkeinu. There are lots of tefillos that one may be reciting in between the conclusion of the Chazaras Hashatz and that kaddish. He says kulu l'seder haTefillah b'ayim. It's all part of the seder haTefillah, and therefore it doesn't really constitute a formal hefsek. You can rely on those 3 steps. He does note. Umikan diktiku ha'achronim de'ein l'shliach tzibur l'daber b'eini v'eini b'sicha shalom e'inyonei ha'tfilah ki ha'kadosh choser al ha'tfilah. By the same token, because it's all one continuum, the shliach tzibur should make sure that they are not speaking between the consummation, the finishing chazaras hashatz, and the kaddish they recite afterwards, because it is all, indeed, after all, one continuum. So they should not be talking. But those 3 steps back they take do cover them in that scenario. Now, of course, a natural extension of that would be that if there's ever a scenario where the Shliach Tzibur is not going to be taking those 3 steps back at the end of Kaddish, then perhaps they should be taking the 3 steps back at the end of the Shmona Esrei. And this is already alluded to slightly in the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Im lo hispala b'lachash rak b'kol ram, poseya shalosh p'siyos achar tfilaso shebekol ram." I'm sorry, the Ramah says that if there's a scenario where he didn't daven his own tfilas lachash, he didn't take 3 steps back at the end of his own tfilas lachash, but he's instead relying on the Chazaras Hashatz as his own personal Shmona Esrei, then he should indeed take 3 steps back at the end. If there's ever a scenario like that, then one should take 3 steps back. Now, when does that possibly happen? I think most of the time, our Shliach Tzibur is davening the Tfilas Lachash immediately before their Chazaras Hashatz. It can happen, the Dirshu points out, the Haros and the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah points out, it can happen in a situation where you accidentally left something out. It's the first night of Saint Talumatar, and or the first day of Saint Talumatar, and the Shliach Tzibur realizes they left out Saint Talumatar in their private Shmona Esrei. Technically speaking, the Chazaras Hashatz that they recite B'Kol Ram can cover their bases. That can be their makeup Shmona Esrei, but it's counting as their private Shmona Esrei as well. So if you ever have that scenario, then you do take 3 steps back. And again, as I said before, if there's ever a scenario when the Shliach Tzibur is not taking 3 steps back at the end of Kaddish, that would be another situation in which one should take 3 steps back. When does that happen? Ma'asim v'chol yom. It happens to us all the time. Because very frequently, if you have a large tzibur where there are lots of avelim and somebody's going to come in at the end of davening after the Chazaras Hashatz, after the Kaddish, for Ashrei Uval Etzion, then they are going to be the ones taking those 3 steps back later. In that scenario, the Chazan should take 3 steps back after Chazaras Hashatz. There is a machlokas among the poskim as to whether it's better to take the 3 steps back at the end of Shmona Esrei or at the end of the Chatzi Kaddish that follows the Shmona Esrei. That's a debate among the poskim. But certainly at some point, 3 steps back should be taken in that scenario. So halacha l'maisa, if you're going to be continuing until the end, then you need not take 3 steps back. You'll take 3 steps back at the end of the Kaddish Tiskabel, at the end of the Kaddish Shalem. If somebody's going to be taking over for you, then it is good to take 3 steps back. Now what this leads to is another interesting question that is addressed in the very next if in the Shulchan Aruch, as to whether or not the Chazan should say Yihyu L'Ratzon at the end of the Chazaras HaShatz. The words Yihyu L'Ratzon Imreifi, which appear really twice at the very end of Shmona Esrei, but one, the first time, immediately after the final bracha, should we, that many people recite after Shmona Esrei, should the Chazan recite that? As we'll see, it's a machlokes, and Rav Soloveitchik had an interesting lamdos on that topic that Be'ez Hashem we will discuss tomorrow night. Rabbi Chananah ben Akash Omer, Atzkodesh Baruch Hu, L'Zakris, Yisrael, L'Zakris, 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 L'Z